Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Thousands of once classified documents related to the 1963 assassination of President John F. Kennedy have been released by the government. On our newsline, presidential historian and author Lindsay Chervinsky. Dr. Chervinsky, it's good to talk with you. I think the question everybody is asking is, did we learn anything new about the assassination of President Kennedy with the release of these documents?
Well, thank you for having me. We certainly learned new things. I'm just not sure we learned anything all that new about the assassination. So, for example, I think one of the most interesting elements of this information is this, that the CIA had a program in Mexico to tap phone lines to get information from Americans calling their Soviet contacts. And that wasn't known to too many Mexican officials at the time. That's fascinating, but it doesn't necessarily tell us anything new about Kennedy's death.
Is it more backstory, as you mentioned, about the CIA than it is actual facts related to the assassination?
Yeah, I think that's a good way to describe it. It's good backstory about the CIA, its activities at the time, where it had stations and spheres of influence, as well as perhaps some backstory to fill in some gaps about Oswald's life, even if those elements don't necessarily change what we think happened on that day.
Is there anything in there that leads us away from Lee Harvey Oswald acting as a sole perpetrator, lone assassin?
I don't think so. There are some documents that suggest that one of the officials at the time thought that perhaps someone else was operating in conjunction with Oswald, but that's really just one person's sort of sense, and all of the other evidence contradicts that one person's perspective. So I don't think there's a smoking gun or any sort of indicator that there was this conspiracy. Unfortunately, I know that that might make a more interesting story, but history sometimes has a mind of its own.
There's nothing in there that says, oh yeah, there was a grassy knoll shooter.
No, nothing like that.
You know, it's been nearly 60 years. Why has it taken so long for these documents to be made public?
It's a great question. So a lot of documents are classified for a really long time. That's kind of standard practice to protect individuals and methods, because if a method works to get information, the CIA wants to keep using it until they can't anymore. And of course, a lot of the individuals involved in this particular case, maybe they were in Cuba, maybe they were in Mexico, maybe they were in the Soviet Union, which of course is now Russia. And so the CIA didn't want to risk putting them in danger or releasing their identities. So I think that was really the main hesitation behind the secrecy for so long.
You know, something like 97% of the documents related to the JFK assassination have now been released. What do you suppose is in the other 3% that they're being withheld?
Well, it seems like there was some information perhaps that around this time, Robert Kennedy, who was the Attorney General, and President Kennedy were not thrilled with how the CIA was operating and had suggested some CIA reform plans. And some of that, I think, is still classified or at least partially redacted. So I think that information might come out. That could be really interesting for our understanding of this institution and its really pivotal role in American history. And perhaps some additional information down the road about who were some of the sources in some of these various places. But I just don't think, given how little is left, I don't think there's going to be anything that really changes our narrative or our understanding of this decade.
The president's daughter, Caroline Kennedy, is still alive. Are things withheld to protect a direct descendant?
Usually information is not held to protect a direct descendant's reputation. If there is concern that someone's life or safety might be in danger, then that information may be withheld. And usually that's a source that has been helping the CIA or a source that has provided a method that they want to keep secret. and especially if they're not in the United States. So if the CIA can't offer protection, that's when sometimes information is withheld.
So bottom line, you've written extensively on this. Did the Warren Commission get it right? Did Lee Harvey Oswald, acting alone, assassinate John F. Kennedy?
I think so. I think that's probably the most plausible explanation, and sometimes the most plausible explanation, even if it's not as scandalous, is actually the right one. I also think it's really worth pointing out, if you actually go to the plaza where Kennedy was killed and if you see the spaces, it does help debunk, I think, some of these conspiracies, because the shot wasn't impossible. And so when we take into context all of this information, all of the research that has been done, all of the people trying to poke holes in it, I just think that it's most likely that this was the outcome.
All right. Presidential historian and author, Dr. Lindsay Chervinsky. Dr. Chervinsky, thanks so much for talking with us.
Thanks for having me.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Baseball season is heating up. Odyssey has you covered with the most entertaining coverage of your team. Stay locked in and in the know with the local voices you trust as they bring you unfiltered takes, recap games, react to the latest team news, and talk to callers. Listen to your favorite shows for free on the Odyssey app, Odyssey.com, your smart speaker, or in the car with Android Auto or Apple CarPlay.